When a woman thinks that her house is on fire, her instinct is at once to rush to the thing which she values most. It's an overpowering impulse, and I've taken advantage of it several times. A married woman grabs at her baby, an unmarried one reaches for her jewel box.
And you reasoned that she had nothing in the house more precious to her than that photograph.
Exactly. And I was correct.
Well, why didn't you secure it then and there?
Well, it was too risky. If we're over hasty, it may well ruin everything. Now, let's see if we can't find a cab. I believe we've earned our dinner. You realized, of course, that everyone in the street was an accomplice.
Only after you've given me the shock of my life, I really did think you'd been killed.
Oh, what?
Oh, I mean, what would I have said to the king?
There you are, driver.
Thank you, sir.
Walk up.
Our quest is practically finished. I shall call back there tomorrow with the king.
With the king?
Yes, and I'm with you, if you'd care to come.
Thank you.
It's a well-run household. We shall be shown into the sitting room to await the lady, but I think it probable that when she comes, she may find neither us nor the photograph.
Holmes, are you aware that we are being observed?
Observed?
The young man in the ulster. A few doors down. I heard. Coming this way.
Are you sure that Mrs. Watson isn't expecting you back tonight?
Quite sure. She knows you too well.
Good night, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes? Someone you know?
Sure that we can get the photograph?
I have hopes.
Hopes? In your wire, you said it was certain.
Irene Adler is married.
Married?
Yesterday. An English lawyer named Norton.
She cannot love him.
Why ever not?
Because she is still hopelessly infatuated with me. Why else does she pursue me so?
Oh, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I believe.
I am Mr. Holmes.
Indeed. My mistress told me you were likely to call. She left this morning with her husband for the continent.
She has left England.
All is lost.
We shall see.
Oh, really?
Now.
Give me the photograph.
Here.
This is not the one.
What?
Holmes, this is a photograph of the lady by herself.
So I observe, but this may explain matters.
Yes, if you please.
It is addressed to me.
To you?
Yes, to me. My dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you really did it very well. You took me in completely. Until after the alarm of fire, I had not a suspicion. But then, when I found how I'd betrayed myself, I began to think. And even after I became suspicious, I found it hard to think evil of such a dear, kind old gentleman as that clergyman. But you know I...
Oh, what is this nonsense? What of the photograph?
What's it?
But you know, I have been trained as an actress myself. Male costume is nothing new to me, and I often take advantage of the freedom which it gives. Last night, I followed my mysterious visitor to his door. And so discovered just who it was who had taken such an interest in me.
Good night, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
As to the photograph...
Ah, at last. What does she say?
As to the photograph, your client may rest in peace.
Oh, thank God.
The king may do what he will without hindrance from one whom he has cruelly wronged. I love and am loved by a better man than he. I leave a rather different photograph, which he may care to possess.
What a woman. What a woman.
Yes, indeed. Holmes?
Thank you.
Mr. Holmes, I know that you will understand that I keep the photograph only to safeguard myself against any steps which the king might take in the future. You will find the nest empty when you call, as I am sure you shall tomorrow morning. You, sir, are a formidable antagonist. I remain